Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anytime you lose at this level, I don't know any guy at this level who... It doesn't sting, it doesn't hurt when you take a loss. But the good thing about this team is that we understand and we know that these next games are Big Ten West games. So critical point in time, you know, we got to use those losses to motivate us because we understand that there's opportunity out there. But to get to those opportunities, you got to win the West, which starts with Iowa.
That's Badgers running back Jonathan Taylor at practice yesterday after a bye week. The number 16 Wisconsin Badgers host the number 18 Iowa Hawkeyes in essentially a Big Ten West elimination game with the kind of ball that Minnesota has been playing. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on the Wendy's Big Show from the Wisconsin State Journal, Tom Oates. Tom, appreciate the time, man. Always good talking to you.
Yeah, glad to join you.
Tom, right now we'll first talk about the game that comes up this weekend down at Camp Randall. For the Wisconsin Badgers, we've had the conversation on this show a lot, and we've had a lot of phone calls come in about where the expectation level is for the Wisconsin Badgers, and Big Ten championships just aren't good enough, it seems like, for a lot of fans in this town right now. But for the Badgers to try to get themselves back to the Big Ten championship game, it feels like a feat they've done a lot of, but they haven't won one in quite some years, a total Big Ten title.
No, the Eastern Division has won every one since the divisions were reformed, what, 5 years ago? So Wisconsin certainly hasn't. They've had a chance a couple times. You know, I'm not sure when the notion of a Big Ten title became so obsolete that it wasn't something that you play for. But, you know, clearly the college football playoffs out of the mix. So you try to win the Big Ten title and get to, one of the Big Six bowl games, I guess. And, you know, that's certainly a lot to play for. Iowa is, you know, kind of a mirror image program to Wisconsin. So, you know, I don't know how losing to Iowa would, you know, they have to win for this season. But other than that, I don't, you know, Iowa's a really good program last I checked.
I love
look
you.
At the Packer roster, Tom, look at the Packer roster over the
stop.
Years.
Tom,
check
I love you.
All those good Iowa players.
Yeah, Tom, I love you. I do. You and I don't agree on much when it comes to the Badgers, but. This is.
Well,
there is
right to be wrong.
I know. I do. I know. But there's just no way. I mean, if you look at Wisconsin's track record of Rose Bowls and bowl games and everything else, Iowa, in my opinion, is clearly behind Wisconsin as far as what they've done each in the last 20 or so years. Wisconsin is definitely ahead of them, and the reason why it's not about just, you know, going to the Big Ten championship game anymore for a lot of fans is because of the success the Badgers have had over the last 20 years or so. I mean, you went to, what, 3 straight Rose Bowls with Brett Bielema, couldn't get over the hump. You've been pretty much in the top 20 or so for the last 10, 15, 20 years on a regular basis. You're always the bridesmaid, but never the bride at the end of the day. And I think Badger fans are just getting frustrated with the whole thing that they can't get over the hump. Now, having said all of that, my eyes were opened by the whole Gary Anderson fiasco and how he seemingly could not get any of the players in. Because when he got here, he said, look, I think we can get him what we want. I'll prove it. And he went out there and couldn't get him in because of academics or whatever the case may be. And at that point, I looked at Gary Ellerson, my fabulous co-host who's been trying to tell me this for years, and I'm stubborn and wouldn't listen. And I said, you're right. They are who they are, and they're never going to get over that hump because they simply can't get in the type of players they need to get in to compete with Ohio State or Alabama or LSU on a year-to-year basis. Is it just that simple that regardless of who the coach is, the one problem that is the biggest problem is still going to exist?
Well, academics is a problem, but look where the great programs are. The great programs in this country historically are where the great players are. Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Southern California, Texas, Ohio. Pennsylvania, and that's where the majority of the great players come from, states like that, and their programs reflect that. So part of it is geography. Certainly part of it, I mean, here's a Gary Anderson story. He was here 2 years, and he had like 18 or 19 appeals granted, which is more appeals than they granted in the previous 20 or 30 years total.
So,
and he still wasn't happy.
Right, but to help everybody out, just to help everybody understand.
Appeals.
So when you talk about the appeal process, so who then does he go to when he appeals, and then who would have to approve or disapprove of it?
This school, unlike some football powers, is not run on Monroe Street. This school is run up on Bascom Hill, and it's the academic people. They go thumbs up or thumbs down. And, you know, every school allows special admits. Wisconsin, historically, is very stingy with special admits. You can go back and look at the entrance requirements now are different from Big Ten school to Big Ten school, mostly in terms of the number of core courses that a student has to have to get in here. I believe, I haven't looked at it in a while, but the three schools that demanded the most in terms of core courses to get into school at Wisconsin, to get into school, were Wisconsin, Illinois, and Northwestern.
Let me ask you this.
And so it's tough to get in here.
No.
That's part of the problem.
Correct.
The other part of the problem is this isn't a great state for producing football, large numbers of football talent. We can go down the list and all the great players that have come out of Wisconsin. But in Florida, you know, when Florida puts together a recruiting class, or Alabama or Clemson, every player is that player. So, it's hard to compete. People think you can snap your fingers and Wisconsin's going to compete for national titles. It's not the way it works in college sports.
If
you have to, slowly improve yourself year by year over a long period of time. And I think Wisconsin's done a good job over a 30-year period of putting itself into the mix as a well-known football school.
Would the Badgers have had a better chance of doing what everybody wants to do if Donna Shalala was still here?
I don't think so. I think, Donna certainly helped.
Yes.
She's probably the only chancellor in my time here in Madison that I've seen who was pro-athletics. We've had chancellors that were neutral, and we've had chancellors that were anti-athletics. Gary might remember one or two of those.
Yep.
And we've had chancellors that were that, but I think Donna was the only one who was pro-athletics. But there's still a limit to what this school and this faculty and this administration is going to allow. And it's never going to be an anything-goes program like some of the ones we've talked about.
So, Tom, I also saw your article the other day titled, "It's Lunacy to Think Badgers Football Program Needs Major Changes After Two Straight Defeats." And we were talking about the Badgers program here sometime last week, and we did receive some phone calls where a lot of people were saying that it was time for Paul Chris to go. Are you getting some of that sentiment in Madison as well?
Yeah, but I think that's the vocal minority. There's increasingly, I think, younger fans that come into fandom are very knee-jerky, and if you don't succeed, if you don't win a national title, you're a failure. If you don't do this, if you don't do that, if you have one bad year, if you have a bad game. They played a bad game at Illinois. They weren't going to beat Ohio State. I mean, they could play Ohio State 20 times. They might win once or twice. That's that simple. That's how good that Ohio State team is.
Agreed.
And
I think
it's symptomatic of a bigger problem in college football.
And what is that,
They've
Tom?
They created this four-team playoff, mm-hmm. and it's the same four teams in it all the time, three or four teams in it all the time.
Because it's designed for national television, not the actual competitive balance of college football.
It's horrible for the competitive balance of college football because these programs are perpetuating themselves, and everyone else is left out of the party in a collective mindset of college football fans. Where, it's one thing for Wisconsin fans to think they should be in the national play. What if you're a Wake Forest fan or a Colorado fan? I mean, really? you know, how do you invest yourself in college football if your team isn't even part of the mix?
So
Wisconsin is at least part of the mix until it loses a game or two.
Right. So with that being said, and I get the whole competitive balance and the Clemson, Auburn, not Auburn, but Alabama and Georgia. I mean, so those are four guys. I mean, I get that. So I guess I would ask you, is it wrong to think that the Badgers shouldn't be in that group? Or should we just say, no, we're going to win 11 games every year. We may stumble here once or twice. We may get to a Rose Bowl. We're going to go to a warm bowl game every year, and that's all we got.
No, I don't think that's right. And I think Wisconsin has built itself to the point where it's in that kind of that second tier. You know, behind the Ohio State and the Clemsons and the Alabamas.
Yes, agreed.
It's in that second tier. And when Wisconsin has a really good year where everything goes right or they have a lot of talent, whatever, I think they're capable of contending. They were 12-0 2 years ago, had the ball inside the 50 driving in when Hornibrook throws an interception against Ohio State, or they would have been in the Final Four.
Yeah, I blame Hornibrook.
I don't blame Hornibrook. I just think people have forgotten that just 2 years ago, this was a team that was actually knocking on the door. And now all of a sudden, I hear the coach should be fired because Wisconsin can never hope to win a national championship. Well, that's just a crock. And I don't care. I don't know how anybody can look at it and say it isn't.
Tom, I would completely agree, too, with your assessment of the younger generation. As one myself, that's a major issue with us. We are very knee-jerk, and I've said it many times. We will work hard, too, but we want a 50% raise within the next 3 weeks. So there is the belief that you have the opportunity, and then if it doesn't work, well, then you have to go and try to find somebody that can. I err with you, and I think the word lunacy is a great way to put it, in the sense of not realizing where the program's growth has come in the last decade and a half, 2 decades, however far back you want to go. You just put them in like that second tier range. Did you feel like when you first started covering this program, they could get to that realm?
When I first started covering this program was when I was in school in the 70s, and they were terrible.
Was that John Jardine?
And that was John Jardine. I missed the John Cota era, which I hear was really terrible. But that John Jardine era, and then the early Dave McClain. And then when Gary was here, and I thought McClain built the program up to a level where it could at least get on the field with the Ohio States and the Michigans. And then it backslid again under Don Morton. No, it couldn't. It wasn't even anywhere near where it is right now. It's made such tremendous strides, and it's now what I would consider to be a top 15, top 20 program every year. And, you know, it's not unlike the basketball team. When you do hit it right, as they did in basketball in 14 and 15, they played for the national championship.
No,
and got to the Final Four.
No. I don't agree with you on that. I think it's harder to do in football than basketball, because in basketball, you know, you don't
much
have as many players.
You need more
players,
much
right?
Harder. You need more people.
Yeah.
Does Wisconsin get to the Final Four if Frank Kaminsky doesn't go from a 3-star recruit
to
the National Player of the Year? No,
right.
They don't.
But if you go back and you look at that team, that's the point. I mean, you needed two or three guys to hit. And again, it's harder to do maybe in college basketball to have two or three NBA players on one roster. Clearly, that's not easy to do. Where in college football, you need more than two or three guys that are going to be on NFL rosters if you want to compete against Alabama, LSU, and Ohio State on a year-in, year-out basis. So I am with everybody else. I don't want Paul Chris fired either, because I am now convinced I don't think it really matters who the head coach of this football program is.
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to tell you, you're going to ask Gary. I've been around longer than Gary. Wisconsin isn't going to change as an institution, okay?
Nope.
And anybody that thinks it is dreaming. It's been the same institution since I got here to go to school in the 70s. So it's not going to change, and it's certainly not going to change for football. Any coach who comes here has to work within the parameters of this school. I happen to think some of the coaches they've had have worked pretty well within the parameters of what this school allows.
What do you think?
I thought Dave McClain had it on the right path.
Sure we did.
Gary, you could speak to that.
No,
yeah,
we did.
But okay, but let's talk about Gary for a second then, if we want to go there. I mean, look at the kids they brought out of Georgia that year. If they would have had star systems or whatever, they had like four or five five-stars coming out of Georgia at the same time. Good luck ever seeing that now coming from Wisconsin.
Well, the whole game's changed. Recruiting has changed so
I'm just
much
saying.
With in the internet era and the shoe company involvement era. Recruiting has changed so much, it's unbelievable. It's changed a lot in football. It's changed even more in basketball. And it's impossible almost, I mean, to really succeed at a high level unless you play that game. And Wisconsin has never been interested in playing that game too much as an institution.
Well, let me ask you this. What are the chances that maybe, because Paul knows what this is and what it's about, what are the chances that Paul maybe do a Brett Bielema and leave, or maybe Jimmy Leonard get a better offer and leave like Aranda did?
I don't think they'll leave for just any job. I mean, I'd be shocked if Paul go anywhere. I wouldn't be shocked if Paul has designs on coaching here another 10 years, Jimmy's going to have to go somewhere else. And, you know, I mean, Jimmy's a really impressive guy with an impressive resume. I don't think Jimmy would take a lateral step like Dave Aranda did. I think his loyalty would preclude that. I would say the same for Paul Chryst, that, you know, it's a good place to
right.
coach. It's just got some restrictions that other mm-hmm. places don't have. But every school has problems. This school has a beautiful campus and with a winning program and great fan support. I mean, it's got all of these things going for it. Let's not act like it's the little sisters of the poor. But there are some fundamental things that a coach has to work around to succeed here. And that, you know, you're never going to have these recruiting classes completely full of four and five stars. Maybe 20 years from now, if they keep winning, they might. But it's not happening in this era because it's not a glamour school. And those kids are gravitating now toward the glamour schools that are on primetime TV every Saturday.
And I happen to believe in my years and in my generation, it has become a very top-notch place to at least across the country. People are very interested in understanding what Wisconsin is. But now, Tom, whenever we have a Badger conversation on this show, it always ends up coming up, so I have to get your take on it. What are your views on the student section getting there so late to games?
I think it's a problem across the country from some of the things I've read. They have a problem in Alabama, if you can believe that. They have a problem in Alabama getting students to games now. I don't know. I just think students aren't that interested in sitting for three and a half hours and watching a mm-hmm. football game. Young kids today, I don't think they're that interested in that.
Because football on TV is just so good. It's incredible.
You know,
and then
yeah,
I can walk to the bathroom 10 feet away from me. I can grab a cold beer in my fridge. I mean, it's amazing.
Trust me, they are having this conversation in every athletic department in major college sports right now because it's not just Wisconsin. I think the student section being late and leaving right after jump around is probably one of the ones people point to as something that, but it's symptomatic really across the country of they're having a hard time getting students to even go to games.
Well, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen it at Ohio State and I haven't seen it at Michigan. I mean, that's now Illinois. Yeah. Northwestern. Yeah. But, I mean, Penn State, I don't see it at Penn State. I mean, if that's what we're striving to be, like Michigan, like Ohio State, like Penn State, then that's what I'm shooting for. I know they did have a problem some years ago at Alabama. They did. And I thought that Nick Saban was going to do something about it, limited tickets. To me, here's what I think they should do. Now, this is just me. Two of those sections, I think they should take away from the students and open them up and let alumni people that are waiting to get tickets, let those people get tickets. And therefore, that makes the student section maybe a little bit smaller, but then that makes those guys want to come to the game.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea, except wait to hear the students scream, because on everybody's when everybody pays their bill at the beginning of the semester, there's an athletic fee on there. And so you start taking stuff away from the students, and they could get pretty ornery. So, you know, there's a lot of they have to do something. I don't like the way they make them file in their single file. I think it's like, why would I go there and stand in line for an hour and then file into my seat? You know what I mean? They can't even get there to watch warm-ups if they wanted to or whatever. So I think they do that all wrong. I think they have some problems that they're not addressing.
Could not agree more.
And the problem is probably more acute in Madison than it is at some schools. But again, it's going on in a lot of places.
Well, and State Street being such a good time also doesn't help it that much at all. And Tom, I know you can talk all about that from the days that you had at Wisconsin back when you were a student.
Never been there.
Tom, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
All right, guys. Take it easy.
That's Tom Oates at Tom Oates WSJ on Twitter to go follow his great stuff at the Wisconsin State Journal. He is as well-informed and well-opinionated as anybody in the media in the state of Wisconsin. No, that is for sure.
He's dialed in.
Well, and he's never short of telling you what he thinks. That's my favorite part about whenever we get Tom Oates. Oatsy on the air with us. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. We'll come on back and tell you where you can get some free beer coming up this week here on The Fan. Also, continue to let you know of where the Green Bay Packers need to get to be able to stop a guy like Christian McCaffrey, who's coming in here as the best running back in football. But right there with the Wisconsin Badgers, Tom Oates said he thinks it's ridiculous. And the lunacy is how he phrased it. If Badger fans think that they want a new head coach instead of Paul Chryst, do you? Is it time to actually move on from Paul Chryst at UW-Wisconsin? Radio Joe Zanzola, one of our favorites on the Wisconsin Badgers, shaking his head. We'll hear what you think at 414-799-1250 next. But first, Gary Ellerson and Pella Windows and Doors.
You know, what I like most about this Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Billy.
What's that, Gary?
Is that experience center that they have down there.
Where you're pulling like doors and windows and the whole thing in front
you've
of you the whole
Steve.
Time? Yeah, we did a show there.
Yeah, we did a show there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? And it, boy, that thing feels like it's probably about 100 yards or so in there. I mean, they got a lot of room. And normally, you know, guys come by your house with the little swatches in that, Billy, little pictures. Well, with the experience center, you can actually go and
they're real life swatches.
What? Touch, see, and feel them. It's just a great, and I had never seen anything like that before. It's just, to me, a great innovation. And that's what, to me, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin are all about, is the innovation and how they do stuff. And I talk about innovations. The Pella has over 150 design patents, from the between the glass blinds to the 2019 award-winning roll screen that practically disappears out of view. That's something else. And guys, don't forget about the 0% financing, APR for 48 months. Guys, don't take my word for it. Go out to experience the Pella Window and Doors experience that's on Blue Mound Road down there. And Gina Della, you might be able to see her. She's walking around there. She's always there. If you don't see her, most certainly you'll be able to hear her. What do you think, Billy?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. She's always making sales, that's for sure, yeah.
She's making noise. Go check them out today, guys. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When you walk in the door, tell them that Gary and Laura sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.